And welcome back, folks. We are all our drinks refilled and all the other stuff, and we're going to start up again and keep talking about the league. So look forward to the rest. That was awkward. That was awkward, wasn't it? That's what happens when you don't have a script.
Oh, I'm here. I don't know why the video didn't pop up.
Yeah, I can hear you, but and I can see your Louisiana Revolution, but I can't see your face. Oh, well, we're not doing a video show anyway, so.
Yeah.
Maybe let me look at it on my end. Yep, nope, doesn't let me do it. Okay, so we were talking about roster expansion, blah, 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 blah. Do you have any, that was mainly Ross and I chatting about that. Did you have any thoughts you wanted to add on that topic?
No, I think it's good. I think teams will have to look at, you know, who they currently have for, you know, who their non-player backups are. You know, we talked about Reggie Streeter. You know, Reggie went out a game last season, and our backup did pretty well. You know, even nominated for Diva of the Week.
Yeah.
You know, so
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so our backup running back wasn't so bad, you know. So I think it all depends on what the teams want, you know, and who they'd want to do that with. But I don't know, man. Backups are pretty tough. You know, then you start getting into, hey, why is my player sitting on the bench?
Yep.
You know, I'm a paying customer, et cetera, yep. Et cetera, you know. So you start getting into that too, and it's just, I don't know, it could bring up a whole new can of worms.
It really could. And I'll even go so far. Hey, there you are. I'll even go so far. I like a little bit of limitation on the rosters because it forces teams to make decisions.
Yeah.
Right? And I think, well, I feel like we're – maybe two more would be the most that I'd honestly like to see. If you want to run two tight ends, then you've got to subtract something somewhere else, right? You look at Lone Star last season. We added a third wide receiver. We, you know, made a couple of moves that meant we didn't have a kicker, you know.
Right.
And we missed a kicker a few times. Our kickoffs were woefully short. You know, so – I like a little bit of roster limitation for the strategic value of it.
Right.
And if we got to the point, I mean, you'd still have it because you'd be deciding where you're putting your cap. If you're putting it all in your wide receivers, and obviously you're shorting yourself somewhere else, but I feel like it would kind of shrink that a little bit. Just be like, right. Well, we're just filling everything on our team.
You know, and I thought about the roster expansion and I think that, you look at 24, right? I think is the good number. It's just me personally, you know, you look at 11 on both sides, kicker, punter, you know, you hit 24. If you use all of the positions, then great. You know, if you double up somewhere else, fine, whatever, you know, but at least it gives the opportunity to have a full team.
Yeah. And you can still have, like we said, you still have, you know, maybe if you're spending all your cap space on your O-line, then maybe your receivers aren't quite as crazy or whatever. Yeah, I can see that. But, yeah, anything above that, and the teams are going to just start looking the same, I think, feel like.
Yep.
So.
Well, and the teams now, you know, they're quite a bit different. You know, you look at them, at least I'll go defensive side, you know, you got six DBs, you have five DBs, you know. You have four DBs, even on the offensive side, fullback, running back, two tight ends. So teams are different, you know, and it's nice to see. A handful are the same, but whatever.
I'll tell you what, I'm always going to be fond of our first season with Lone Star. The way we went a little bit different. Obviously, we didn't go anywhere in the playoffs, one round and out. But we were able to dictate. We had a couple games where I put a contract player on the bench for the entire game because they ran a base defense and a nickel, and that nickelback never got on the field because we were in 21 personnel the whole bloody game.
Sure.
I enjoy that. I enjoy the chess mats of that quite a bit.
Absolutely.
Trying to figure out. And I feel like it forced me to get a little bit better, because I wasn't going three wide, you know, gun straight all slants on third and long, you know.
Drives me crazy.
Oh, God.
Ask Gerald, I hate gun straight. Ooh, yeah. I hate gun straight.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Me too. And I used it last year a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, we used it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, caught some team by surprise using it, and then caught some team by surprise by not using it. They were game planning for it and didn't see it.
Well, it's tough to beat all slants.
It is. It is.
Tough to beat it. So
yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so you know, I love the chess match too, and you know, depending on some things that happen here, I'm going to expand my coaching a little bit this year. So kind of looking forward to that. You know, we'll see what happens in re-signings and free agency and stuff like that. So should be exciting.
Yeah, man, I'm chomping at the bit to get that stuff done.
Yeah.
I
tired of waiting.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. I want to get announced. I want Doug to shut up with all of his, hey, where are we going to go? Like, dude, you know where we're going. You're just playing with everybody.
How about Cam? How's Cam doing with all that?
He's just like, yeah, just whatever. Just tell me whatever. You know, where I'm going. Cam is as close as I'm ever going to have to having a second account. He's an actual person running a second account, but he pretty much does what I tell him.
Good boy.
Yeah. Well, it's funny when, you know, cause we drafted him in the supplemental round.
Yeah.
And he went through about seven different positions that he was going to play. The only thing we knew for sure is that he wasn't going to be a punter like he was in the minor leagues. Right. That was like, you're not going to be a punter. In fact,
he's happy about that. So
yeah. He was like, oh, okay. Yeah. He was a defensive tackle at one point. He was a cornerback, free safety. God, I think we talked tight end, and we actually talked to a couple of teams this season that wanted to move him to tight end because they either already had a fullback or wanted to go to tight ends.
Right.
It'll be fun to
get back into the simming, you know. Let's get our teams get back into the simming. I mean, I'm simming. Hell, I'm doing probably 30 games a week right now just for the minors, you know.
Right.
So to get back into the simming will be fun, and the conversations that we have with the coaches in Louisiana, we work really well together.
Nice.
So it's always fun, you know, to sit and come up with our playbook every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did have fun doing that. I haven't really been doing a lot of simming since week five or week six. And so, I've been kind of out of that a little bit. I've done a few with San Jose, but I told the guys I wasn't going to be breathing down their neck with stuff. And so I just kind of let it be. Made a couple suggestions.
Feels like it never stops. You know, two seasons in the SFL and now two seasons in the minor leagues, just constant, man, never stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't get a break. I that's part of why I handed that stuff off. I felt like I needed to take a little bit of a break. And I don't know. I don't know if I will actually stay in the minors after this season. I don't think I've said that out loud to anyone, but I might just hand it over to Art if he wants it. I enjoy being in the locker room and kind of helping out a little bit. So maybe I'll just be like, listen, I'm not the head coach. I'm not, you know, I'm just here to help.
Assistant coach like we got with Slim.
Yeah, yeah.
Slim does a lot for us in Salt Lake, so it's cool. You know, he does a lot of our progression stuff and things like that. You know, and I've been thinking about maybe stepping out of this, doing the same thing, you know, kind of stepping out. Don't tell Ross that yet, but – you know, after the season, you know, maybe stepping back from the minor coaching.
Well, Ross doesn't listen to this crap anyway, so you don't have to worry about that. Well, it can be great. But I found it's gotten easier. Have you found that
as I'm getting better with this with the legend setting. For me, there was a difference, you know, and whether I'm right or wrong, I don't know. But it is getting easier to pick it up now and to get those plays in on what works, you know, because the old stuff, it didn't work, you know, and we learned that in Louisiana this year, you know, especially the first couple of weeks of the season. So the old stuff doesn't work as well. You got to throw some new stuff in there. So getting better with the legend setting. So I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I don't know if I've said this. I early on was running all my sims on Legend, So, I mean, it's San Jose. I was running my sims when I first started. I was running my sims on Legend. Well, I'm trying to figure this stuff out.
Are you talking season one and two?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. I just assumed that we were on the highest level, highest difficulty level, because, you know, CPU v CPU. And so that's how I had it set, and that's what I was doing. And then partway through my first season with Lone Star, it's like, oh, no, they're on the normal settings. Like, oh, okay. Well, and I noticed a difference, too. So.
And not a bad season.
No. No. I think it kind of forced me to do some things, to be a little mindful about what I was trying to do, to not fall back on some of the things.
Yeah, well, it's been fantastic. You know, when I was in the minors, I was scouting. Me and Jess were scouting for Madison. Mm-hmm. You know, so we really learned the basics there. Mm-hmm. You know, I give a lot of credit to what I do to Jacob Clear. Mm-hmm. You know, he taught us a lot there in Madison. You know, and then I go to Louisiana and learning from Gerald. You know, not a bad place to be and
no.
A bad person to learn from. You know, so he's taught me a ton. Mm-hmm. And still have a ton to learn, but Gerald's really got me on a good path, I think, for coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gerald's. Well, you've heard me say it before. Gerald helped me. Charles and I chatted with him quite a bit, and he's willing to help.
Right.
Unlike some of the other guys.
Right. Right. Well, and even when I got the job mid-season last year, you know, mm-hmm. when I messaged you,
mm-hmm.
and you gave me some things to look at, and I appreciated that. I did message one or two other coaches. Crickets.
Oh, yeah. Did they? Nothing they bad. Didn't. They didn't even give you the. Nope. You got to figure that out for yourself.
Didn't even get that.
That's okay. What I got on a couple of them. I will admit, publicly, first time I've ever said this. I have had a couple of guys ask me for tips in the last season and a half And I had a moment with two of them where I was like, I don't want to give that away because I'm going to be coaching against this guy sometime.
Right.
But I was like, I swore I wouldn't be that guy. I swore I wouldn't be that guy. And so I told him and I said, listen, you know, I was like, you're not going to hear this everywhere. And I even told them, I said, part of me didn't want to tell you because I was like, you're going to use it against me someday. But I told them a couple things. I sucked it up. I stuck with my principles on that one.
Yep.
But I get it. I'm not blaming the guys for being like, oh, you got to figure that out for yourself. Because I get it. But
no, but
I don't like it.
F that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I picked coaches on teams that we weren't playing last season.
Right.
Or that season, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I knew, you know, if I asked a coach that we were playing, no, they're probably not going to help out. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'll ask coaches that we're not playing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you were the only one to help me out. So thanks, brother.
I made a vow. I'm going to stick to it. Well, and I still think even with this game, as maddening as it can be at times, once you've got some competency, you ought to be able to see what I'm doing. I'm not.
Right.
You know, so if you're seeing what I'm doing, it's up to me to adapt to it. I might as well tell you what I'm doing.
And well, it then depends though on your scouting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got some, I mean, you can see some teams that need help on some scouting.
Yeah.
You know, just by looking at what they're doing during the game and things like that, you know, you know, and I do a lot of the scouting, you know, and go with the offensive playbook. So scouting, you know, drives me nuts, but I've gotten pretty good at it, you know, get them done pretty quick.
Yeah.
This season, it may change a little bit, you know, and I may slow down again, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, it's fun. The chess match, man. Love it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm not ready to give that up just yet.
Ross can have all that front office crap.
Yeah, I like to have my ear to the ground with the front office. I like to hear it. I even like to like throw something out there a little bit.
Yep.
Don't want I don't want the rest of it. I'm just like, oh no.
Hey, let me see if this sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. not my thing at all. I don't want to do that. No. On the subject of gameplay and all of that stuff. So in the background this whole time, I've been doing an experiment with Maximum Football, Doug Flutie Maximum Football.
Okay.
Because it is 20.
20.
Yeah. Okay. It has come up as a potential replacement. Right now, I hate it. Okay. No, it's got some positives to it. It's a long way away, I think, from doing what we need to do.
Got it.
One of the things, I want to give 2K a little bit of kudos. There are plays in there. I've said more than once, listen, this is not real football. It's not anything like coaching real football. But there are plays in there that I looked at and I'm like, that's a garbage play. Because in real life, that's a garbage play. Right. And I was proven correct. Now there's a couple that's like, okay, you'd never run, all slants being one of them. You would never run that in real life.
Because it's amazing. It's
so easy to defend. But yeah, not in a video game. This one thus far, I haven't picked up any patterns. I did just pick it up. So,
okay. Well, I was in a league.
Yeah.
The Doug Flutie League. I don't know if you'd heard about it or not.
I knew they were doing it. Yeah.
They were doing it, but they shut it down because the Flutie 21 got canceled or pushed back or whatever, you know, and what they were trying to do in Flutie 21 was that coaches could make their own plays, which I was really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. You can do that in this one.
Oh, in 20 you can?
Yeah, but getting them called, I haven't figured out yet. Like, that's not my play. That's a crap play. In fact, I tried to take that out of the playbook. What's going on? What do they say in IT? It's an ID10T error, an idiot error.
Yeah, ID10T, yeah.
So I'm sure that's what's going on right here. But right now I'm like, yeah, that's a stupid play. I took it out and you just ran it. What the hell?
Well, thanks, AI.
Yeah.
We all love the AI.
right. It does do some things well. It scrambles better. Blitzing linebackers are better than they are in the SFL.
Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Right. I know. On my player, I've got my pass rush down to nothing because I'm like, I'm just wasting cap space if I put points into pass rush. So Doug Day and I went back and did a little bit of looking, a little research, and we didn't find a linebacker that ever had more than like 5 sacks in a season or something like that. I don't know how much they blitzed.
5's pretty good for a linebacker. 5's
good. Yeah, I've got like 3 in 3 seasons, so. A couple of them were accidental. So
right. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to this season again and let's get it on, you know, let's get this thing done. And I know that the league is dealing with the website issues and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I think it'll be great, you know, once it does work.
Yeah.
Interested to see how it works.
I am too. I'm really interested and it's worth doing. I'll go on record as saying I don't know that everything we talk about with the league is worth doing, but that is worth doing for sure. Drive me nuts though. I want to get that next step. Like we said, I want to get everybody re-signed, and then what I'm worried about is we're going to have a delay because I want to, you know, when signings become official, I want it now. Bam, that's done.
Right. Yep.
You know,
get the Sims going.
We're going to San Francisco or whatever, but. Yeah, I'm afraid that isn't going to happen.
Well, and, you know, looking forward to the re-signings and the free agency, you know, and some of the new rules that are coming out. And I know you guys have discussed those a little bit, you know, and what's really going to happen if those rules do come out, a la Eddie Gage, you know.
It's not going to happen this season, at least. We know that much. So,
okay.
Did you see some of the rule changes? Did you see
What was posted today? I did.
Yeah. Did that? Now, I'm second guessing myself. Did they say that balanced running backs can have breakaway burst? Was that a change, or was that one that was rejected?
I think that was changed. Let me bring it up. See if I can find it. It's coming. Let's see. Passed. Motions that failed. Who was it? I'm gonna have to search now because I can't fucking skim fast enough. Motion that passed. Balanced running backs can now add breakaway burst as an animation.
What do you think about that?
Well, I always thought that I've never had an animation. Don't know how I feel about animations just because some of them aren't a all the time thing. You know, it's the luck of the draw a la AI. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. You know, I'm looking probably to get one this year, but I haven't had one yet. And so breakaway burst, I mean, some of these guys are pretty fast already. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the 92 speed and whatever, but you got those DBs that get the breakaway burst, right?
Closing where they speed. Closing
speed, equivalent? Right?
Yeah.
Where they can catch that running back. So why not? I guess, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it should, I don't know exactly how it works. It's not like breakaway burst just cranks everybody up to 100. I think it's like a plus 5 to whatever your speed is.
Right. Right.
By that logic, I think almost any running back ought to be able to have it. But they took it away from power backs a couple seasons back when they did the archetypes.
Well, power backs don't need anything right now. Those guys are ridiculous this last season.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were
out of control, man.
It's fun though. I'll tell you, as great as, since we talked about Streeter, as great as Streeter is, as great as Redford is, Warren Murray, some of the finesse guys, I don't love it when they put someone on spin cycle. Talk about realism. And I don't spend a lot of time yammering about realism in this league because it's a video game. But when they uncork 3-4 spins in a row.
Right.
You know, Barry Sanders didn't even do that. We can make the argument for the 6'6" receivers that were that bloody fast because we saw Megatron run like that, right?
Yeah, right.
But Barry Sanders is probably the most spin-worthy running back ever in the NFL. Ever. Yep. He didn't put three of them together in a space about this big, right? You know, it's so
well, maybe two and like three jukes.
Right, right. But when it's just like whoop, 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 I'm like, oh, come on. As interesting as it is, like, oh, come on. Heck, Reggie had that run last season against Vancouver, I think. They had him boxed in, and he spun twice, lost ground, and then ran around everybody. Okay, crazy play, but come on, man. I was like, okay, if I'm Vancouver, I'm really angry right now.
Right, and I don't remember if that was the play where he also had the stutter step.
Might be
in the back by the linebackers. That drives me nuts too, boy.
Well, and there's an animation that we can't use called like stop and start or something like that. I can't remember what it is, but it. I'm like, is that what that's supposed to be? Is that like more effective or? I'm not sure what that is. I know one of the running backs that I would use on the base game had it, and he would just be like full speed and then hit the brakes, people fly by, and then he'd take off again. And it was pretty good. But that
stutter step. Did McChesney do it in the championship? I think there was a play he did.
I think so, yeah.
You know, and he was gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insane. Yeah.
Going to be interesting without him in the league. Are there any free agents? So you spend a lot of time doing your draft boards and stuff. Are there free agents? Do you look at the free agents as much as you look at the rookies?
No, I do have the list of the free agents. You know, and I got people asking me already when I'm doing the mock drafts, you know, and I'm like, man, ask Cam. Cause I got to wait for re-signings and free agency first.
Yeah.
Before I even start touching that. But no, I mean, you look at the list of Saren Storm, good wide receiver. You know, we had him in Louisiana, and I'm surprised that he's a free agent.
I am too.
I am great too. Wide receiver. Mm-hmm. MSG.
Oh, yep. Yep. That surprised me as well.
Yeah. A lot of surprises. So many surprises.
Heck, receivers alone. Some of them I understand because of having conversations with those teams about me going there.
Sure.
I was like, hey, so how come so-and-so isn't on the team anymore? And they told me, it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But still, a lot of surprises. I'm curious to know. I said last night on Dave's show, I'm curious to know where Al Lewis goes. He's been a real player for us in us, not us anymore, but he was a great player for us at Lone Star. There's quite a few guys out there. And I had that conversation with my rookies the other day. A couple of us did that were like, they're like, I'm not really hearing from teams a lot. I was, and now I'm not. It's like, well, they got to get the signings and re-signing done before they finalize that stuff.
Yep, having that same conversation, you know, and I mean, look at Jackson and Denver, you know, just I don't want to call it clearing house because that's not what it was, not like QCC, but interested to see what those guys are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're probably going to have some draft picks, a couple draft picks at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, depending on the position, that's not going to hurt them because they're going to get high value guys.
Yeah.
So.
You know, but yeah, no, I'm mostly looking at the minor league guys.
Okay.
You know, I look at the builds each week. You know, I look at the activity each week. I track their activity every day.
Yeah. Okay.
I go in general, and I go in SFLM general. Who's been active that day? I track it, and that's what I come up with. So when you see a guy, was a good example. Free safety, Josh Rowe.
Okay.
Right. Great. I think he's in his second season. Great build, right?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen him. You know, haven't seen him. I keep him high in the top four just because of his build.
Right. You
know, but I got the two guys right above him, Justin Reside and Daniel Light, who are crazy active.
They're in there all the time. Yeah.
You know? So, you know, I'm looking to me, you know, I'm not an owner. I'm not a front office. Don't want to be, but I don't want a dead locker room.
Yeah.
So the activity to me is important, you know, and that's kind of what I do my opinion on, you know, is a lot of activity. So I don't want a dead locker room.
Yeah. Yeah. I had that conversation with my rookies as well. And I've got guys on San Jose that are, they're chatting every day. They check in. They're talking every day. They're active. They're positive. But they're never in Gen Chat or SFLM Gen Chat. And I'm like, so how is anybody supposed to know? The only way somebody knows is if I tell them, oh, no, he's busy all the time. He's active all the time. And I've
told the guys in Salt Lake, you know, I don't give them credit because they're pretty active in the locker room, too. I don't give them credit for the locker room.
Yeah.
Because I can't see anybody else's.
Yeah,
so
you can't.
It wouldn't be fair, so my guys don't get credit in the Salt Lake locker room.
Yeah, we got a couple guys that have some real talent.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just realized that my laptop is going to die if I don't plug it in. So I'm going to do that. If we were doing a video show, everybody would be seeing me awkwardly disappear from camera.
Well, and you talk about the talent while you're plugging that in, you know, and I've spoken highly of this linebacking core that we have in the minor leagues, you know, Axel Raven, Thunderman, Stephon Ford, Stephen Black, Tazzy Blackwell, Earl Fields, those guys are all doing content.
Yeah, they need to stop or I'm going to get replaced. You guys,
I know, me too.
Stop being so cool.
We'll put a linebacker, a wide receiver, and replace me. Gerald will do it. I mean, with their, you know, with the build these guys have, they probably better than me. So, but yeah, I mean, Aaron Alexander, Terrell Sutherland, Bailey O'Shaughnessy, you know, a couple guys that are doing some scouting. Jimmy Hazard, Mike Churchill, the only two that I know of in the league that are helping their teams scout.
Which two?
Jimmy Hazard and Mike Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said on Dave's show last night, hell, we had two on Madison, me and Jess.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's only two in the league. It really surprises me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We had last season. It doesn't matter because he's leaving the league, but Pierce was very good scouting. And then I've talked at length about how good Will Todd is as a scout.
Yeah.
And Will Todd is my director of scouting for San Jose. So our scouting is on point. But sometimes, even Jimmy, he's young, he gets busy sometimes, and we don't always get the scouting report in time from him. But he's trying, he's learning. And that's a big deal.
Yep. So Pierce, you got Pierce, and I know he's left or leaving the league. He's got the family stuff going on, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to stay on your minor league team? Is he going to stay on board for that next season?
He can if he wants. As of now, I believe his plan is to just be done. He told me he was leaving the league, he asked if he could stay on for the season. To do the DC stuff. And I was like, of course you can, if that's not his plan right now, but he wants to change his mind, he's welcome to do it. I don't have somebody waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
I do have some people that want to coach, but I've told them it's not until somebody steps aside, that I can start working the end. But that's a reason for me to stay involved with San Jose, is to kind of open up some of those doors, try to open up doors for guys.
No, it might be good. And part of that, I think, for me too, is, stepping aside and let somebody else get, get some playing time, get some coaching time, let somebody new come in, a minor guy from somebody got drafted last season, or one of these guys that want to come in and now learn it too. It's a great platform to do it. You can test everything. I've tested so much this season in the minors.
Yeah.
He's the most
social. Dude, yeah. That first season. Okay. So first of all, the builds are
horrible.
I remember poor Ace is like, coach, why can't I make those throws? And I'm like, hey, he'll get better when you're progressing again, he'll get better. He's got like arm strength of like 70 or something,
Right.
And he'll get better. Or then a guy be wide open and just doink off their face mask or whatever. But I hadn't done it. And so I'm out there like, okay, let's put together a playbook. And man, I hadn't done any of that. Andy Hamilton had done some. He had Lee Adama and I and Charles, and then he all did playbooks.
Okay.
We all did playbooks, and then we scrimmaged each other. Nice. And it kind of gave us a little bit of a taste. My very first playbook doing that was awful. It was awful. I got the same play called over and over and over again. Yeah. And that was the first time I learned that there are some formations in the playbook that it just goes, oh, you like this one. We're going to run it all the time.
No, I don't like that one.
I don't like it that much. So I got a little bit of a heads up on that, but still I'm in there, trying to do stuff with San Jose. And our offense actually wasn't terrible with San Jose that first season. It was the defense that couldn't stop anybody. But,
yeah.
Trying to figure that stuff out. I'm like, I don't want this play 37 times, and I definitely don't want it on third and long. It's like, what is going on here?
Who do you guys got over there at quarterback?
Joe Green.
Joe Green? Yeah.
Yeah.
So this season, right, Tommy Utah and Joe Green, right, both in their second season.
Mm-hmm.
How has it been? And you don't do the offense, but for me, and I know that you see it and you look at it, to be able to change, like what you're talking about, to be able to change that playbook. Okay, Tommy can now make this throw. Great feeling. Great to see it on the field.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's so. And again, this is the first season we've had that, because Colin Pierce was a first season guy last year. And so early on in the season, it was just like, I remember one of the guys in the locker room being like, hey, how come we don't go deep more often? I'm like, well, because Colin can't throw it that far yet, you know. But it got better and better and,
yep.
and better. Whereas Joe Green comes in and he's already got a season. There's stuff. There's just stuff we could do that we could not do yep. the previous two seasons. So, it's a big deal. That's why I feel bad for Adam. You know, yeah. people shouldn't be trashing on Adam.
Nope.
Yeah.
Especially, sort of, you know, when you get a new quarterback in, what, week four or something like
yeah.
that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's still plays that I will not call. Just mm-hmm. they're pick plays. They're always pick plays. It doesn't matter who your quarterback is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not going to play him.
I think for quarterback, you know, we started talking about animations earlier, and Doug and I often talk about animations. Sometimes you're polishing a turd with an animation. Right. Quarterback, when they can get quick release, mm-hmm. I think that's a big help for them.
Yes.
I saw a massive difference in Ace when he got quick release. And so that one's a big deal. But you're never going to have that. Well, I shouldn't say never, but as of now, we don't have any animations going on. Well, even with that, Joe's made some throws that I'm like, couldn't do that until this year. So,
I mean, yeah, just because you got, you know, an animation and just like you said, polishing a turd. I mean, if your stats aren't maxed or close to max, I still can't count on that play.
Mm-hmm.
Quick release or not.
Mm-hmm.
That still doesn't stop, you know,
no.
your horrible pass.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pass on the rest of that.
we could hurt some feelings.
Yes.
Yeah, Doug and I, Doug loves that the progression stuff. I mean, he'll come in like, hey, I did a build for you at defensive end. And I'm like, why? You know, like, you'd be a beast defensive end. I'm like, why? You know, and he's just doing stuff like that. And he's redone his build like three or four or five. No, I'm undervaluing it probably 10 times.
Wow.
He just likes doing it. But that's why he does such a good job with the San Jose guys.
Right. Well, he was in the, I think, week two, week three in the minor leagues this season. He was all up in the general chat, you know, SFL in general, helping these guys out with their builds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, you should do this or you could do this. And he was just amazing.
He loves that stuff. He loves that stuff. Me, as a history major who doesn't like numbers at all, I kind of am like, yeah, you go ahead and you do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks.
Give me the playbook.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I want to do. I'm looking forward to just doing the OC stuff. Getting back to doing that. I had something else. Something came up I was going to ask you about that happened. Oh. So how'd you feel about the subscription changes?
I me personally, I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the league's got to make money if we want things to get better, you know, streaming wise and TV wise and things like that. You know, the league needs some things to make it better, you know, so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Cam does this full time, you know, and maybe part of the reason why he doesn't give anything to anybody else, you know, keeps everything on himself other than Depcom, you know, or Stelly. But I don't mind it, you know, and I think the quarterback running back thing is good, you know. I mean, prime positions, not primary, but mm-hmm. You know, everybody wants to play quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to play it? Got it. Not so big on the kicker thing that just is coming out.
Oh yeah.
Because I mean, hell, not every team has a kicker. Not every team wants a kicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are you going to put that stuff on them?
Yeah. Yeah, Andy Hamilton's laughing all the way to the bank on that one because he's never had a kicker.
Yeah. So, not big on the kicker thing. But, you know, for the rest of them, got it. Hopefully it doesn't continue on, you know, and next is wide receivers. I don't want to pay the extra $2, but right. I think it's good for league growth, I think is what I'll say. Everybody knew it was bound to happen.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Well, eventually there's a tipping point where you're like, okay, that's too expensive for what I'm getting.
Yep.
And I've said before, that sounds like a very mercenary approach to it. It's not really what I mean. You know, what have you done for me lately? But it's just cost effective. That's part of doing a business. So,
You got people that, you know, you might be at that tipping point now with the changes that you made. I mean, who wants to pay? Some people are on the edge of paying $5 a month, and I totally get it.
Yeah. For me, it comes out of my entertainment budget. That's what I look at for this, and the entertainment per cost ratio, if there is such a thing, is pretty high. So I don't sweat that too much, as of right now. But I know some people were kind of fired up about it, and then some of the owner fees, some of that stuff that was supposedly coming up. I understood why some people were asking questions. I guess to me it boils down to, are you asking questions or are you just reacting? It's okay to ask questions, but to just react emotionally, probably not. Don't take it personal. Yeah. You didn't raise the rates
quite a bit.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And I don't know what the owner, what is it, $50 a season or something like that, or whatever they pay, $50 a month. I'm not sure what it is for the owners to own their team. But to go up from there, and now throw in the owner player thing, and I could some feathers ruffled, and I get it.
Yeah. And that's where you may run into the, okay, now it costs too much for what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. We talked about expansion. I saw people talking about expanding teams yesterday in chat during Dave's show. And I wonder, if I'm not careful, I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings here. I know what I'm going to do, because I'm giving them kudos at the same time. I thought Portland was a gigantic mistake season one for them. I was like, they're in over their heads. I don't know what they're doing. And then last season, they clearly were not in over their heads. They're trending upwards. They're doing great. I think they could be a force next season. So they learned from it. We have seen inept franchises in the past. San Francisco comes to mind. When I joined the league, San Francisco, like I had joined the league as a non-contract, and it was announced that San Francisco was not going to be getting their franchise within less than a month after that. So we've seen something. So what are your thoughts? I saw a couple of pretty good interesting, but pretty good proposals last season that I don't think they got much traction at all. One of them being those Colin Pierce and those guys. He was part of that group of guys.
Is that the West Virginia?
Yeah. Yeah. What,
great. They had a great plan.
They had a lot of enthusiasm, right? Yeah. They were pretty excited.
Yeah.
And that's one of those areas we talk sometimes about, old guard, new guard, some of that stuff.
Yep.
This is an area where I think sometimes the owners are their own worst enemy in terms of growing the league.
Agree.
I know your owner has some valid reasons to be salty with the ownership group. They're humans, and they're human beings can be petty. They can be parochial. They can be tribal. They can be all kinds of things.
Tribal, good word. Tribal.
Tribal's a really good way of putting some of those. We saw DeMond say, you just got here to Dave yeah. last year. You know, it's like, oh, so we're just supposed to shut up and listen. You know, you yeah. get a tendency there. It would yeah. it's a shame though, because I wasn't there with all of the details, but West Virginia is an example of a team that looked like that would have been a viable team. It would have been a team. Whether or not they were immediately competitive on the field, don't know. There's more, obviously more to it than that. We've got some teams out there. Heck, Louisiana didn't have a great season last year, but they still contributed to the league so significantly. And that's not a good example because you guys are, you know, you're a viable team.
Well,
you're not.
Well, but it's one of those inept teams prior to, right, with New Orleans.
Yes. Yes.
But I think if going back to Portland, right? Yeah, they weren't good in season one, but those are some smart guys up there,
mm-hmm.
right? Jacob and Art, and they're some smart guys.
They clearly figured a few things out because
absolutely and very quick.
Yeah, yeah. And I
think West Virginia would have done the same thing. You know, probably a rough season one, but mm-hmm. smart guys would have figured it out quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, and let's go. Let's talk about not a new team. Queen City was completely dysfunctional last year, right? Mm-hmm. By the way, I chatted with Eric Barkley, the owner, quite a while, and Doug and I were pretty intrigued. We were, you know, and Eric was in a situation where he couldn't do the oversight that he needed, that he was used to doing, and he didn't have, you know, he wasn't getting what he needed. I was talking about the scouting, for example. He one time went back and looked at the scouting, and it was completely off. No, you know, it just wasn't good. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's looking at the game plans and he's going, well, what is this, right?
Right.
So why in that circumstance? And I don't know how Eric – I get the sense he's a fairly level-headed fella. He's a you know – But if Eric just were to say, well, you just got here to the West Virginia guys, well, that's kind of, you know, that's hypocritical, don't you think? You know, take the plank out of your own eye first there, bro. You know, so I wonder a little bit about some of that. And I wonder about, because I think the whole situation with ownership and everything, sometimes it's a little too political.
I absolutely agree. And I think, you know, and I may hurt some feelings or whatever, don't care. You know, some of these older guys should be thankful that there's new guys here because the league has grown so much, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe not giving enough chance/opportunity to the new guys coming in. Hey, you're on the, however you look at it. I mean, granted, people know people and people have known each other for a long time, mm-hmm. but you're on the same level ground.
Mm-hmm.
New coach, old owner, new owner, whatever, you own a team. Mm-hmm. And it should be for the betterment of the league and not just your team. And that goes into voting and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Betterment of the league.
Do they want, and it's a question I ask a lot, do you want this to just stay this little club that y'all had where there's a half dozen of you just getting together? Or do you genuinely want to see some growth out of the thing?
Right.
The bulk of the community, including the commissioner, want to see some growth. So if you're not on board that, you're
part of the problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Part of the problem.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what it is. And hey, old groups die off.
Yeah.
Eventually die off. So,
yeah.
You know, take your pick on what part of the group you want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
In that old group, okay, you can go ahead and die off too.
Right. Right. Yeah. 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 I feel like there's a handful at least that are going to have to get dragged kicking and screaming.
And it's sad to hear about Eric. I've never talked to Eric.
I like Eric.
I mean, Eric was one that never returned my DM during the draft when I was going through the draft. Mm-hmm. Never talked to him. So, But it's sad to see a team go through that, no matter what team it is, you know. I mean, again, betterment of the league. So hopefully those guys get that fixed up there. Hopefully they have a good draft and signings, you know, yeah. And get the ship righted.
I think, B.J. Loveless is, I think he's going to be good for him.
Yep.
I spoke to Hubba quite a bit. He's not really looking to be out in the forefront, but he's an enthusiastic
very
team guy. I like him a lot. I think he's going to be someone they can rely on. And then yeah. I'm just going to, I mean, he gets a bad rap sometimes, but good old Andre Krim has got a lot of enthusiasm.
Yep.
And if you can work within the things that he can do, he brings a lot to the team. So I feel like they've got some momentum and enthusiasm that maybe they haven't had.
Yeah. And their front office so far, I agree, you know, and Hubba, if you watch the minor league games, Hubba is always talking up his guys in the locker room,
mm-hmm.
constantly talking. So, yeah, very enthusiastic. I can see that he doesn't want to be in the forefront, but you know what? Hubba, you're there. You got to take it on board, man.
Sometimes some people are born to greatness. Others have it thrust upon them.
That's right. That's right. You know, but no, I think, yeah, with those guys up there, I think they'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interested to see what their season's going to be like.
Yeah. Yeah. Hot take. I'm not as excited about their uniforms as everybody else is. I think they need to shake them up a little bit.
Queen City?
Yeah.
You don't like the green?
I love the green. The green. We just gotta, you know, it's always black and it's always just that, you know, I'm like, get some variety in there, man. Just once a season, uncork something just really just out there with way more green than you have black. Something.
Even Albuquerque has home and away.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah, right? No, I'm kidding. Again, I look at them and I see I feel like I'm looking at a psychedelic Penn State.
Yep.
You know, I'm like, you do you. You know, stay your
well, a few teams like that, you know, Atlanta and Florida or not. Mm-hmm. Atlanta and, Florida. You know, that bright blue.
Mm-hmm. With the mismatched stripe down the side.
Right.
That messes with my eyes a little bit. I don't like that very much.
No, a lot of fun. It's.
So if you're a betting man, who'd you say your week one opponent's going to be? Wherever Johnny goes.
Johnny Pickley goes, yep. Absolutely. Without a doubt, 100%.
London, then. Yep. I'm saying London.
London. Yep. Nope, I'm with you. And it'll be the last game of the night or last game of the weekend.
Right.
Yep. Thanks, Cam.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, maybe not. I'm pretty sure where I'm going to be playing Lone Star at the convention. I have a feeling.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
I have a feeling that's going to happen, that I'm going to be playing Lone Star at the convention. Yeah. Maybe not, but.
Good timing.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
timing.
Oh, you going?
Perfect time. Yeah, I'm going.
Nice.
Me and the wife, we're going to drive down from Virginia. We're going to go down to Jacksonville. Drive straight down, and then we're going to drive along the coast over to Houston. So we're just kind of making a little break of it, you know, and
nice.
A little time together, you know. I mean, I got two kids still at the house. My mom lives with me. So for us to just get away and hang out, you know, so we're going to take 10, 12 days, something like that. And
nice.
Go to the convention on the way back. We're going to stop in New Orleans for a night or two.
Wow.
Just hang out, you know.
I want to do that. I'm going to have to, Doug and I are going to have to like zip down and zip back because we're both going to be, you know, leaving from work.
Right.
Heck, I'm going to have to swap shifts with somebody. Otherwise, I'm going to be looking at one day. I want to do something.
Forward to it.
Yeah. 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 That was honestly, that was one of the things I was most excited about moving to Oklahoma. There's no way I was getting to the convention from Oregon. Right. It wasn't going to happen.
It's a long train ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Once I was like, okay, yeah, this sounds like a great job. I definitely want to do that. I can go to the convention. It's not that far away.
Well, convention will be fun.
Yeah.
Cam hide your Xboxes. Don't let me get a hold of them.
Be looking in there. All right, what the hell is going on here?
What's going on?
He's got one. You get wildly different results once in a while from your Sims, right?
All the time.
I Charles and I think we would joke about Cam's evil Xbox.
Yep.
It'd be like, because there'd be one, I'd be like, this went exactly as I planned it. This went exactly how was I expecting. And then there'd be times it's like, okay, we're screwed. We got the evil Xbox.
One of the only games that I had that went as planned, or at least close to it, was our game a season and a half ago against Jacksonville.
Okay.
You know, just it was a lot of fun, you know, and I wish they all went like that.
Yeah. But
they don't.
No.
They don't.
No.
I would say 80% of our games do not look like The Sims.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I actually told Art this season, he was kind of banging his head against the wall because we weren't getting, you know, he'd be running Sims, and then it'd look completely different. He'd be like, he'd be saying, hey, this play was getting called all the time, and my Sims, it didn't get called once. I was like,
right.
I know. Yeah. I know. And I told him at one point, I said, quit, just stop doing this to yourself. You've done the work.
Gun straight will get called all the time,
though. Right. It's like, you've done the work. Just trust it. It's going to be a mess. There's no need to kill yourself. That's a tough one. Charles and I would have wildly different results on our Sims.
Yep.
And that was the genesis of many of our fights. I say fights, good-natured fights. It was like, oh, that play Blow Monkey, it sucks. He said Blow Monkey all the time. Like, it sucks. And I'm like, it does not suck. I'm not taking it out. You know, and then it would work, or it wouldn't.
I love Charles.
Yeah. He's a funny guy. The funny guy.
I mean, you know, especially this last season, you know, Gerald and I would both be running Sims, and ours would be quite different. Mm. You know, and then we would kind of look at them and try and take some of the median,
mm-hmm.
you know, plays and things like that. So Gerald and I work really, really well together. I have a lot of fun with it. And he's taught me a ton. So going back to that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else weighing on your mind you want to get off your chest?
No, I think I'm good. You know, there hasn't been a whole lot of drama in the league, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not more than any normal. You know?
Yeah, there's always a little bit in there.
Even less, you know, over the last, I don't know, 6-7 weeks, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been nice. Just not have to deal with that crap. And it's just, you know, in the general chat and all that stuff. That's just toxic in there.
And well, yeah, it is. I don't go in there at all. And for you guys, this is going to be the first season you haven't had some, let's just say it, some shit going on, right? Because well, you
don't say that yet, man.
I just jinxed it, didn't I? But last season you had a cap penalty from the previous season, right? And you had to do some stuff. Thus far, I'm going to stop talking because I am going to jinx you. Let's hope this season goes as it looks like it might go.
Let's have a normal season.
There we go.
I don't know, whatever that is, because I haven't seen one yet, you know. I mean, I've been there 2 seasons, and you know, we've had stuff both seasons. Dougie Day, what's happening, my brother? So, you know, it'd be nice to have a Doug's flexing.
This is not a video show, so they're not going to see that. Put your shirt back on. What the hell are you doing?
Sorry. Put my
underwear on too. I can't imagine that house. You two in there all day. And
his poor wife.
Who's driving that clown car?
Is that Gerald?
Huh?
What is that?
Mike Twinscrew, right there. Mike Twinscrew.
Twinscrew?
Shame on you.
I thought he was sexier.
No,
wow.
Man. No.
Wow.
Only in the dreams, brother. Only in the dreams.
He brought a cat in with him. What are you doing? Anyway.
So just hope to have a good season, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we will, you know, with what I've heard the front office talking about and, you know, who they're looking at and things that they want to do. I think we're going to have a great season coming up.
Mm-hmm. You ended up having more positions than you maybe expected to have to replace this year.
Yeah. You know, we had a couple, one guy go into the Navy and wasn't going to be around for the signings or re-signings. Mm-hmm. So there's no way to keep him. But, I mean, who knows now, you know, with this all being pushed back, you know, maybe they could work something. I don't know. You know, Wyo left. We kind of knew that was going to happen. God, who else did we have leave?
You cut that Whisker LaFouche guy, whatever.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to trade him off for some draft picks.
Yeah.
But
good idea.
He had a couple of good games.
He did.
yeah. So we had some unexpected ones that just kind of came up at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. You know, some family stuff and Navy stuff and some other things that came up that guys weren't just going to be able to be around this season. You know, who knows what will happen next season. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Again, it's all going to matter, you know, on who we get signed this season, on how we go. But I got a lot of faith in the front office. Great guys, you know, with Ross and Gerald and Robo. You know, fantastic guys. Love working with them.
I always kind of forget that Robo's there, which makes me sound like a dick. I just it just because I know he's always working and he's always there, but yep. He's you know,
dude's always doing something.
Yeah, you know? He's like 7-Eleven. They may not always be doing business, but he's always open.
Yeah. So no, it'll be. I think it's going to be great. A great season coming up, you know. And I think a lot of teams are going to have some great seasons, and you know, hopefully get another competitive season, and you know, hopefully we knock off some Denver early, so they're not running 11-1, 10-2, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Let's make it a little competitive, Denver, huh?
Right. Oh, yeah. What their last two seasons?
Yeah.
Two losses in the last two seasons.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think a little bit. I think Adam's going to be fine, like I said. And they've got some guys to replace. You know, probably shouldn't be considered contenders, but do we really think they're going to fall off that far?
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. You know, I mean, I think with what they have to replace, I think an 8-4 season for them would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm going to expect from Denver is an 8-4.
Mm-hmm. And
so we'll see.
Two or three of those four could come earlier in the season rather than later.
Yes,
you know, as the progression start to round out with the new guys. Because all right, let's play that game a little bit. Let's talk about a couple of teams. How do you expect Florida to do the other championship game? Competitor, how do you expect
Florida.
They had two losses, I think.
Florida, yeah. Florida doesn't need a whole lot. You know, they need a cornerback, a linebacker, a receiver, and a fullback is what I have for them.
Fullback,
yeah.
Is Doyle shutting it down?
I don't know what happened or where I got it. Most of the stuff that I have on that team needs tab that I have, I got out of the team needs chat. Right?
Oh, okay.
So whatever. I mean, they may be a while back, so
okay.
Not sure with the fullback, but they don't need a whole lot.
No.
So
I didn't see they signed a new guy to run the offense.
Yeah. Don't remember who that was, but they, I would say, they're going to be contenders again.
Yeah. 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 I don't think Mighty will settle for anything less.
No.
St. Louis. What do you think about St. Louis? It looks like they're going to set a St. Louis record for quarterbacks in consecutive seasons. that's a nice start.
I guess, you know, I think with St. Louis, it's going to depend on the signings and the draft. You know, they need some help on the defense. You know, they lost some defensive people.
They lost Roberto. Who else did they lose?
I have them needing a free safety, a linebacker, and a DL. So maybe they need both DT and DE.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Need some help on the defense. What's my other spreadsheet at? So yeah, I think, I don't know, St. Louis, I think they're going to, I think they're going to be okay. I think they'll be better than last season, just because I think they'll learn from this season. They're going to go back and take a look at that slide at the end and figure out, okay, what did we do wrong?
Okay.
And they're going to learn from it. You know, they got Eagle over there. Eagle's a smart dude, you know, puts in some time.
A little bit. Okay. Well, so I know how much they like bulletin board material. I gave it to them a couple seasons ago. what do you think they need to do about that slide? I should say, what went wrong? And I do have a theory. I'm not going to leave you hanging.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. I think that they started to go a little too full throttle, or tried to go a little too full throttle on the offense.
Okay.
Making throws that they couldn't make.
Weren't ready to make. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So I think that was part of it. And after the first couple of games, just they couldn't recover.
Okay.
Couldn't recover from it.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, you get the playbook and you put in plays that run your playbook. And they, I don't think they found that to recover and to fix it.
Yeah, I like that. That's kind of along the lines of what I said. I thought, and I've said this a couple times, I thought there were a couple teams that I saw make the two tight end move. And I thought, good move for you. Good idea. I didn't think they used that well, especially later on in the year. They were still running some three wide sets, four wide sets, and they had two generics out there. Now, maybe they were putting some coaching points on that generic. I don't know. Old Elsie, the generic, had a great couple of games. She had one game where she had like seven catches or something. Right. But to me, again, if you're relying on a generic receiver to
you got somebody on the bench, you got points on the bench.
Right. And if you're relying on them to convert third downs and things like that, eventually you're going to come up short. So yeah, I think there's some, I think your point is well said that, you know, probably should have stayed within themselves and done what they know they can do well.
Yeah. You know, in those two tight end sets, I mean, that's there. You have to stay in tight sets, you know, to get both your tight ends out there for most of the time, especially now in this legend setting, because it's different.
Yep. You've got to keep yourself. That was I mean, it's not the exact same, but similar, knowing that we didn't have three wide receivers two seasons ago.
Right.
For San Jose or for Lone Star. But it was all about not being in third and more than five or four. You know, I was setting up the playbook so that I knew I was going to get 3 or 4 yards on the first couple of plays.
Yep.
And then I could run anything I need to. Yep. And I saw them a few times. They're not the only team I think that did this. I saw them more than once to be in that third and long.
Yeah. A lot.
And now you're counting on a generic to get a first down for you.
Right. Cause you got points on the bench. Yep. Yep.
They're not the only team that did that.
No.
Heck, Atlanta, I felt like Atlanta. I thought when I saw Atlanta drafted Will Todd, I was like, oh, because they did two tight end stuff a lot. And I thought,
I don't think,
I didn't look that close. I'm not sure that Atlanta changed their offense at all. They just changed the people that they had.
Right. Well, I mean, they lost the tight end here in the offseason. So are they going to go back to that two tight end set?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, we'll have to see.
I don't know. I feel like if you make a move, then you got to commit to using it.
Yeah.
You know. So.
And I mean, this season was hard to test something like that out too. I mean, you know, with the legend, the setting, and you know, defenses were much better this season. It seemed. As far as. I won't say picks, but pass deflections. Mm-hmm. A lot of
the window. The windows passes. Weren't as big to throw right. in. Yeah. Right.
So yeah, I mean, you know, and I tell you with this, a fullback, you know, we never use a fullback in Louisiana. We've never had one. But now I have a fullback in Salt Lake, you know, and I've used him a lot. Terrell Sutherland, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Used him a lot. He's got like 28 carries or something like that from, mm-hmm. you know, so, but that was my thing. I wanted to get everybody involved mm-hmm. on Salt Lake, you know, mm-hmm. tight ends, fullback, everybody. So,
yeah. That's another piece to the two tight end set. It's hard to get your second tight end. Your second tight end's got to be okay with not having some games where he gets like one or two catches. Because I think if you're scheming to get him more catches, you're probably hurting your offense a little bit.
Well, right. I mean, it's hard to even get him on the field for a good amount of plays over the game. So
I second tight end to me is really they're an extra blocker. You know, I like fullbacks because I've been using the hell out of Cam for two
right. So well, for you guys to go wherever you're going as a package deal, you know, which I mean, I've only been here a couple of seasons now. That's the first time I've ever seen that, you know, for the number of teams that it seems like you guys have had come to you and talk to you. Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive.
I was surprised. I was surprised. I thought it was going to be a problem. I thought that there was no way, you know, I mean, Cam joined the league. He's my buddy from way back. You know, he joined the league. It didn't surprise me when Doug said, I go where you go. All right. I wasn't going to betray that loyalty, so to speak. Yeah. Right. So yeah, but I thought it was going to be a problem. But each of them brings something to the team as well. Oh, yeah. And so, it's a pretty – I'm biased, of course, but I think it's a pretty nice package. That sounds awkward. Oh, well.
Hang on. Where did Doug go? Does he have his pants on?
Yeah. Thank God he didn't hear that. Thank God it's not a video show.
Right. Who else we got?
Okay. What do you think about let's crank up the heat. How about San Diego? Do you think they're going to pull a Portland and learn from their mistakes?
I do. Because I think that San Diego is going to have to go to the draft for a lot of their players that they need, which means that they're going to get a lot of high value players in the first few rounds. Mm-hmm. However many rounds, I don't even know how many rounds we're going to have, but I mean, San Diego, we need San Diego, Jacksonville, all those Denver, they may need 4 or 5 rounds.
Right. Right.
You know,
there may only be three teams in those last couple rounds, but
Right. But I think San Diego is going to get a lot of high value players in the draft. You know, I think they'll get a few in free agency. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of theirs will have to come from the draft, and they're just going to get high value. Mm-hmm. So I think they will. And I think they'll, I mean, hopefully they're doing some Sims now, you know, with something, old team, new team, whatever the case may be, to try and get all that stuff done and figure it out. I mean, they were in a lot of games. Mm-hmm. They gave a lot of teams a hard time. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, they could easily be 6-6,
right? Yeah, I could see that. Well, and there's a couple of things I haven't looked at it, but I'm going to assume that they spent the season building up Jalen Wells to running back from fullback. Yeah. You know, that first season is always a bit of a challenge with that move. So I'm going to assume that they did some of that. So the running game should be more productive.
Yep.
I thought Liam Hammer was a great ad for him and I think he's going to take his – I think he's going to bring his player out of retirement and fill one of their receiver spots.
Hey, not a bad deal.
No, he's a good receiver.
I miss Liam. I haven't seen Liam around a whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to him a fair bit. Few months. Yeah, I talked to him a fair bit because he's the son I never knew I wanted. And so we chat quite a bit. We chatted after Tyler's announcement.
Yeah.
he had some thoughts, and I was like, hey, if you want to share them, get out and share them. He's like, I'm going to sit on it for a week and see what I think. So
yeah. No, so I think San Diego is going to, they'll be more competitive this season.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it that.
Right.
You know, because just who knows? They just need too much, you know?
Right, right. Well, listen, I think they made a couple of mistakes last season. They made a couple of maybe poor personnel choices.
Sure.
But it's hard for me to hold it against a guy that brings in some friends, some people he trusts, whatever, and sometimes they're just not ready for the job. So I'm not gonna flame Optimus too much for that.
No.
I do think he'd learn from it. He's gonna learn from it.
Yep.
Even
promoting from within, you know, because I mean he's got some good people out there in San Diego.
Yep.
You know, yep. Promote within and just train them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about DC, the other expansion team? They made I thought they gave a good account of themselves.
I do too. I think they did very well, you know, for the first season expansion and column expansion, sure. You know, right. And so far I only have them losing a tight end.
Right.
You know, so does that mean that everybody's coming back? If that's the case, hey, DC may be pretty good next season.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it says something when you retain players to that level, yes. And if that is the case, if they've retained that many players, that's a big deal.
Impressive, yeah.
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 So that was something, and I said this even before the season started with Portland. I said, you know, it's worth noting that Portland retained an awful lot of players.
Yeah.
So they're doing something right, and this is even when I was like, wow, I think they might be in over their heads. So,
well, again, you got Art up there, great dude. Mm-hmm. Nelson, great dude. You know, I mean, I talked to Portland during the draft when I was about to be drafted. They were my number one team for a while.
Were they?
That I wanted to go to. You know, I spent a couple of hours on the phone with Jacob. Mm. He's a great dude.
Oh yeah. Know?
So they got some good people up there. So it's not surprising that they held on to that many people.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's an example of what we talked about earlier. Just because a team's not necessarily at that particular moment, you got to think about it as a snapshot. Even if they're not competing great on the field, they still probably can be bringing something to the league. Right.
I mean, it's hard for DC anyway, you know, in the division that they're in, and tough for them. But Portland, yes, I think next Fort Worth, I think Portland's going to have a fantastic season coming up.
Mm-hmm. How do you think that South is going to shake out again? There's been some changes. Lone Star's had some changes.
Yeah.
Mexico City had some change. Heck, yeah. I think almost all of them had some significant changes.
I mean, you guys got Fort Worth down there, right? So contenders, they're just going to build on to what they had.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say with Mexico City and Lone Star. You know, they lost a lot of talent. Both teams did. But I would say that Lone Star, I'm looking at my spreadsheet, Lone Star will be able to recover, I think, a little easier than Mexico City.
Mm.
Just because of the contacts, right? I mean, you got Dave, Charles, they know a lot of people in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And to go and try and bring people in, I don't think they'll have a hard time doing that.
Right, right. Yeah, we know at least a couple of the positions are filled by coaches that they announced.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume, I mean, Albert got signed as a coach.
Yep.
And Tina is out there, and they need defensive tackles. Seemed like a match made in heaven to me. I think Nate Hall is going there to replace one of the safeties, either Doug or Kingseed.
Yep.
You know, maybe not, but, you know, I know last season Charles wanted to not have to draft at all this year. Now they may end up having to draft, but
well, even if they do, I mean, what do they have left to fill? You know, based off the names that you just added, they just need a linebacker.
Yeah.
And look at this linebacking that are going to be in the draft.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and they're probably going to have better builds than I did.
Right. Right.
So it's a step up.
Yeah. So, no, I think Lone Star will be okay. Tough division, though. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know how that's going to pan out down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen anything, as usual, from Sioux Falls.
Right.
Amazing retention again.
They went back into their cabin and hibernated for the offseason.
I haven't seen Charleston lose anybody.
Yeah. Didn't they sign somebody, Jacob Clear, as a coach? I think they brought him on as an offensive coordinator. Yeah.
Yep.
So he might take a position, but they've got an owner. Maybe not, though. I don't know. Maybe he just wants to coach.
Right. I think Jacob probably wants to play, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, right now I don't have any losses for Sioux Falls and Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Portland. Portland just needs a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver just needs a safety. Mm-hmm. You know, D.C. in the tight end.
I wonder if Vancouver ran 6 DBs. Do you think they'll do that again? Or you think they'll – if they don't do that, what position would you see Vancouver picking up?
I don't think they're going to go 6 DBs.
Okay.
God, I got to look at who they have. Just a stab. Who do they got for a tight end over there?
Dan Daly. I could see him taking a second tight end.
Yeah. You know, I mean, do they go fullback?
That's a good question. Andy kind of poo-pooed fullbacks before, but I think
a lot of teams are going to look at Denver.
Mm.
You know, they don't have any. I don't think Denver has any offensive linemen.
Mm-mm.
But when you got a fullback that can block, do you need offensive linemen? Eh.
Yeah,
you know. And Andy's one of those guys, I think, that'll definitely take a look at what the best is doing.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, people talk a lot about Andy for good reason, but having been on the team, he's always thinking and he's always tinkering. Plus, I think Prococo is a pretty smart guy, and he's got Andy's ear, and he listens. He listens.
I think fullback for Vancouver.
I think
fullback. And why not? There's a couple of good ones on the board.
Exactly. I think fullback could be a great move for Vancouver, honestly, because Redford's only going to be better with better blocking, with more blocking.
Right, right.
They run a lot of formations. Yeah, they run a lot of formations with a fullback on the field. So,
you know, and I tell you that the way that I've been able to use Terrell Sutherland, he's got a lot of carries, but he's done some pretty decent blocking too.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Just on how he hits the holes that he's supposed to hit,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the sims and in the games and stuff like that. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Houston is probably going to have a fullback too. So
a fullback / offensive coordinator.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm just kind of going down my list here, you know. Yep. You know, so there's a few of these guys on my board. We know where they're going.
Yeah.
So, I think fullback Vancouver, that'd be a great pick for them.
That'd be an interesting move. Yeah, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that. Partly because they're not in my division.
Right. You know, now the question is because Prococo, well, he's the GM, right?
Yeah.
Who's the OC over there?
I think it's Andy.
Is it Andy doing it? You know, can Andy run an offense with a fullback? I don't know that. I've never looked at it. You know, could he? I'm sure he could. He would figure it out eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's another. The fullback got to be willing to go some games without touching the ball.
Yeah.
And so it depends for the fit. If he's in there thinking he's going to be Mike Alstott, probably not, bro.
No.
You know.
No.
I could, you know, it would be an asset if Andy did what he already does with the contract fullback because he'd have the better blocking.
Yep.
Are they going to be all right with that? I don't know. So.
Yep, good stuff. I can't wait for the re-signings and free agency to get done. I am, you know, I'm kind of tired of doing my positional rankings.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd like to get into a mock draft now.
I know.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I want the picture to clear up a little bit so we can be like.
Yes.
On Dave's show the other night, I was like, please don't ask me questions about. So there were a few things I was like, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to know for another week or so. Don't ask me those questions. And he didn't. We had a nice flow of topics, but I didn't even know. He's like, can you be on tonight? Ordinarily, I know ahead of time. Well, you've been on the show.
Yeah.
No, you get at least a blueprint. There's not much of a blueprint.
No.
This time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun season.
I do too. And I have said publicly that I was not open to moving, and yet the stuff with Lone Star that kind of put me out there. I think it was good. I'm pretty happy with it all right now.
Yeah, good.
But
yeah. Good, and that's cool. You know, I mean, if you and Doug and Cam, you know. First of all, if you get a team where you're all going to be together, that's a huge positive, you know. And then if you're happy with what you guys are doing, man, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to still enjoy the league and, you know, hopefully whatever team you guys go to, you know, it's a great locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, there's some the questionable ones out there. But
oh, sure. Well, that's the thing. I seriously considered dumping the whole thing and leaving the league after this season. And that I was too entrenched, too mentally just dug in, and wasn't seeing the forest for the trees, for the to use that old phrase.
Right.
And so it overall it was a good thing. I didn't enjoy it at the time, but it was a good thing. So
good. I'm happy for you guys, man. Wherever y'all end up, they're gonna have a great additions to their locker room.
It'll be fun. Doug is, as everyone knows, he's relentless energy. That's for sure. That is sure.
Too many Twinkies.
Hey, you know what? It's not a gag either. There's like two boxes of Twinkies sitting on top of the fridge. So,
I may buy a box. I may buy two boxes. I know he wants to donate a box. People to bring a donation box or whatever. But
yeah,
I may get one just to have him autograph it. And I'll bring it back to the house and put it up on the shelf.
That's funny. That's pretty funny. Forget autographing jerseys.
Right.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we're going to wrap it up right there.
Cool.
It was good having you on, bro.
And, yeah, appreciate it, man. Ross bailed on us. You know, he's still eating or whatever he's doing.
You know.
I'll get him later.
Yeah, let him know. Let him know his priorities are out of order.
Right. No, I had a blast. I appreciate it. Had a good time. Some good conversation.
Yeah.
You know, hashtag no one can replace Slynn, but, you know, it's all good.
A variety is the spice of life. So, you know, we're going to switch this up a little bit. If he's going to pick his girlfriend over the rest of the league, forget me.
What you know, bloke. Bloke, gonna, ain't that what they say over there?
Yeah,
bloke?
I think so. Yeah.
All right, brother.
I need a book on English curse words. All right. Well, yeah, anyway, on that high note,
right.
Thanks for joining us. This has been Coach's Corner. Good luck and God bless, my friends.